Legislation just passed out of the Arkansas House would restrict the purchase of junk food and soda with food stamps. Sponsor Mary Bentley says it'll help with the state's obesity rate, which was once the worst in the country. As Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media reports, the bill is opening up a conversation about the food choices made by our poorest residents.
As a nurse, State Representative Mary Bentley of Perryville says she's concerned about Arkansas's high rate of obesity and the expensive health problems that come with excess weight. So she started wondering how she could help.
How can we incentivize folks to really start changing their food habits and what they're doing? And, you know, we're looking at our kids, we're seeing such an increase in food stamps, but haven't seen no decrease in hunger. So obviously we're doing something wrong. So what can we do to change folks, incentivize folks to head them in the right direction? That's really the basis for the bill.
Bentley's House Bill 1035 would make processed foods high in calories and low in nutritional value ineligible for purchase with food stamps. The ban passed recently in the House, 55-39. Nancy Conley with the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance says her group does not favor the ban because people who receive food stamps are already in a tough spot.
The average food stamp benefit is $4 per day. So people are often looking to just be able to feel full, and on $4 a day, that's not going to buy you fresh vegetables and fruit.
Christy Jordan with the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas believes it may get left to already overburdened food pantries to pick up the slack.
It costs more money to eat healthy. And if those SNAP dollars don't go as far to feed that family, then they are going to go somewhere to find the resources that they need to feed their families.
Charlie Spakes, president of the Arkansas Grocers and Retail Merchants Association, says the bill would place a new burden on grocery stores. Scanners or labels would have to be updated, and there are other financial considerations.
You'll find a lot of hardship in these border towns, especially in the grocery stores, because those people will simply jump the border to buy groceries in a state that's less restrictive. I think it could damage Arkansas revenue.
According to the USDA, every $1 in food stamps in Arkansas generates $1.80 in economic activity. Another consideration is what qualifies as junk food, since that is often open for debate. Tanya Johnson, Director of Nutritional Services at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, says low-quality foods have certain characteristics in common. And if there's one nutritional dispute that's already been settled, it's soda.
It is universally agreed that soda has no nutritional value. And there's a controversy everywhere, you know, regarding sugar-sweetened beverages in general with obesity, weight gain, and, you know, decline in health status.
Some advocates argue that it's unrealistic to expect food stamp recipients to eat healthy all the time, since almost no one does. Pam Towery, Director of Nutritional Sciences at Arkansas State University, says all foods can fit into an overall healthy diet.
We typically look at people's intake, you know, what do they do for a healthy eating pattern the majority of the time, and they might buy the occasional candy bar or drink sodas, chips.
Because food stamps are a federal program, the USDA has the power to reject changes proposed by the states and has already done so. But as Representative Bentley points out, those rejections took place before.
We have a new administration. That's the reason I filed the bill. I think we've got our president's a little more common sense. We'll see. You know, we're hoping. We have no idea. It may be rejected by the USDA. I'm hoping we have some new leadership there. We'll see.
If HB 1035 becomes law, it will affect the nearly 469,000 Arkansans who use food stamps. About half are children. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Ann Kenda.